Welcome to the Faith-Led Business Podcast, a home for entrepreneurs who want to take their God-given gifts and use them to strategically create a legacy of success for themselves and the people that they serve. My name is Monica Perez Burnett. I am your host, mom of eight with two sets of twins. I am a visibility coach, lover of all things tech, and I aim for you to live a life of faith over fear. So here we go. We're just going to dive right into this. This is, you really don't need anything more than this. And this is a really powerful devotional that I read this morning because it kind of sums things up. And I truly believe that all the time, in every aspect of life, in every aspect of our journey and our walk, we overcomplicate. We overcomplicate, we make things harder for ourselves, we make things harder for others, and it's very easy to get into a place of me when we don't look at what the scripture is talking about. And so I want to, because this has been a rough week, just seeing everything that's going on. It's been rough having a daughter who's a police officer. It's been rough having my friends who are having a hard time just watching them. It's hard watching other people who are business owners as well, kind of stagnant. I did a little question in my group asking, you know, how are you feeling these days? Is it hard to sell? Is it hard to go out and do your thing? And I'd say pretty much for most people it is right now. And so I feel like when we have this big disconnect and we're stuck and we don't know what the next right step is, going to scripture is always your best bet because he has the answers for our needs and what the next steps may be. So that's why I really want to focus on this one today. So we're going to be looking at 2 Corinthians 9:8. And it says, God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. So that in all things, at all times, having all you need. This is one of the things that just stood out to me, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit later. Having all you need. Because I think that's where we are a tad skewed these days. You will abound in every good work. It's a message we see throughout our culture. You can have it all. It's an appealing thought that can easily compel us to seek after all we want. Isn't that kind of the big goal, to be able to have it all? As entrepreneurs, that is like our ultimate goal. Wow, I would love to have it all. I would love to have a great business. I would love to have a great life. I would love to have great relationships. I would love to have great health, all the things. But there's so much more for us than this unattainable goal. For real fulfillment in our life, our pursuits and dreams should result, and here's the key, should result from our seeking first the kingdom of God and his guidance for our lives. Trusting him to give us all we need when we need it. See, here is the thing. For real fulfillment, so that our dreams can be the dreams that will fulfill us, because many times the dreams that we do have do not fulfill us. We reach the goal, we reach what we thought we wanted. You celebrate for a second and then you're on to the next. Why are you on to the next? Because it's never enough. It's never enough. And honestly, that's what I'm seeing in society right now. It's never enough. People are paralyzed even in how to speak and what to say, because you know that what you say is not going to be enough. It just isn't. Somebody will always have another opinion contrary to your belief. Therefore, even when you say something, it's never going to be enough. And so, going back to the word, it says, when you receive from God all you need, rather than striving on your own for all you want, you will know peace. You will be free from stress, anxiety, and too many hours of work. When you choose to put God first in your life, He will provide all that you need in order for you to do what He created you to do. When you are doing the good works God planned for you, you will fulfill your purpose and always have all the time, the energy, and the resources you need to get it done. So, what is this saying? We strive for this life of attaining everything we want. You can have it all. Yet God is throwing it back at us and saying, guess what? I'm all you need. Do you even realize that? Or are you going to keep pushing and striving for what you think you need and be left void yet once again? I look at the world around me right now. I stay up. I read the threads. I see the things. And I ask myself, because I understand injustice. I'm Hispanic. I understand these things. I've lived it. Yet at what point, I'm looking at everything that's happening and I'm asking myself, at what point are we seeking God first in this? When is it going to be enough? Because all I keep hearing is, yes, I believe in this, but. I keep hearing the word but. I keep reading the word but in every single sentence. And in God's world, it's pretty simple. It's one or the other. It's hot or cold. There's no middle ground. You are or you aren't. Are you for Him? Do you believe Him? Do you follow Him? Do you seek Him first above anything else? I think if that was the case, the world would look very different than it does now. And while I understand in my mind the importance of speaking out for truth, I know for a fact that God is not for division. He is love. He created love, and He created us to love. And so the moment that we step into, because I am fighting, and this may be contrary to popular belief, but this is my belief. The moment that we step out and sow more seeds of division because we are standing for something, you've chosen the wrong method to solve the problem. Because that is not God. That is us taking things into our own hands, trying to fix the things. And the reason why they are broken is because we decided to do the things ourselves anyways and not seek His guidance. And not put Him first. This would not have happened if that was the case. Sometimes I think to myself, shoot, I wish we didn't have free will so we wouldn't make so many mistakes. But that's not how God is. He is a loving God and He lets us choose. But I truly believe, and I ask those of you who are posting right now, Is this your personal beliefs and what is coming out of you? Is this the spirit talking? Or dare I say, is this the enemy talking? Because when it's not the spirit, it's the enemy. It's that black and white. When it's not the spirit talking, it's the enemy. So I feel this need to, for myself, to check myself. Is the spirit talking? Or is it the enemy? Because anything that we put out there, anything that we put out there that is not bringing together, that is causing more division, that is labeling and name calling, that is, I mean, you guys have seen it. That's of the enemy, plain and simple. And you may be the nicest person in the world. I've seen many people that I consider my friends and brothers and sisters in Christ. And what's coming out is not him. Oh, but you don't understand this. I may not understand, but he does. He does. And therefore, when I have no words, I have to come back and use his. When I don't even know what to say because I know it will be taken wrong or right, one way or the other, I have to come back and use his. Does that mean that I don't support people? God doesn't support injustice. But he also doesn't support what's happening now in the name of justice. And the but is what's getting us in trouble. And the but is creating a world that he hasn't called to live us, for us to live in. He says, God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all you need, guess what? He is all we need. He is all we need. If we start there and we fill up there and then we come to the world being full, instead of in need, instead of lack, instead of you have to make up now for the deficiencies in my life. If we start there, then things will change. No one is ever going to be able to fill your cup. Ever. No one. No one. He's saying, will you come back to me and seek me first so that you can have what you need, so that I can give you the words, so that I can give you the solutions? Guess what? He's great at providing frameworks and solutions to problems. We saw it yesterday. He gave us a whole system for how to create a vision for our lives and for our businesses. Friends, I think we need to go back to the basics. Go back to the basics. Go back to the truth. Go back to wisdom. Go back to being guided by him, because the enemy is very deceitful. And is there outrage when there is injustice? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that is not of him. But the solution is not an emotional solution, because that is where the enemy goes and plays us. He plays us. And so today, The Lord is saying, can you put me first here? Before you make your next post, before you say the next thing, before even in your head you try to convince yourself of one thing or other, will you know that I am all you need right now? And when you feel my peace and you feel whole in me, then you can go out and be a solution to the problem. Then, not after, then. There is an order to things. He says it right here. Seek first the kingdom and then go out and do your thing. I have a feeling that right now the people on my timeline are doing the opposite. He likes to, there are a lot of things. Go fact check. Go check your facts on who's done what, more of what, and who's done more of this, and who has done this against who. When was the last time we fact checked our Bible? When was the last time we started there with truth? He gives us the answers. We just don't look for them. He gives us the systems. We don't look for them. We want to fix this on our own. We want the you can have it all because it feels good. It sounds great. Yet we're trying to achieve it on our own. It's not going to work. It's never going to be enough. Only He is enough. Only He will give you the peace you need. Start there. Start there. Then move on to the next. Because when you are in a place of peace, which most people are not right now, most people are not sleeping, most people are scared, most people are infuriated, most people are just off their rockers right now. He's not there. He's not there. Do you know what the trending hashtag is on Twitter right now? I'll tell you what it is. Attack and dethrone God. That's the trending hashtag on Twitter. I don't know about you, but those of us who claim to be believers, we need to be putting our eyes in the right places. While all of this uproar is happening, guess what? There are other things happening too, because that's how the enemy works. He likes to stick things in there while people are distracted. It's time to fact check our Bibles. Who will stand up for Him? People are saying stand up for Black people. People are saying stand up for white people, for Asians, for Hispanics, for whoever. Who will stand up for Him? Who? When we start there, things change. If I start by my nationality, nothing's going to change. Everybody's different. Nobody's ever going to agree. If I start with Him, that gives me the peace to come to a place of conversation and communion and love with others. I don't care about your facts. I don't care who did what. Honestly, that may sound harsh, but if I am to stand for a God who right now is being ignored, I have to say that is not the priority. The priority is we are starting in the wrong place. We are starting in the wrong place. My job here on earth is to be a testimony to his love. The job of the Holy Spirit in me is to bring peace, understanding, and justice, righteousness, light in darkness. That is his job in me. What I post will reflect Holy Spirit or will deny him, period. There is no middle ground, my friends. I don't know why so many people are saying they believe, yet they are taking the liberties to say, but. That doesn't exist in the word. The Lord says, go to Revelations. You're hot or cold. Lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. I throw you up. Because why? You are of no service to the kingdom. You are of no service to me. I'm sorry, but we are fighting the wrong enemy. I said it before last week in a live, but I think it's fallen on deaf ears. We are fighting the wrong enemy. If that is the trending hashtag, we are fighting the wrong enemy. It's completely unacceptable for a believer to be out there with the but. Yeah, I know, but I'm sorry, it's unacceptable. Do we have to be perfect? Do we not have to feel emotions? I understand. Look, my daughter is out there being a target right now. I understand the emotions. I spend my time crying in bed and in the bathroom. And when my husband and kids can't watch me, there is a heaviness right now. I get it. I've been discriminated against. I may not be as dark as some people, but I'm not white. But we are putting our focus in the wrong place. Do all of these things and issues need to be addressed? Absolutely. 100%. 100%. But I'm telling you, if we don't start with the right focus, it's never going to be enough. Never, ever, ever. And putting our wholeness and our completeness and our success on what somebody else does or doesn't do, you're setting yourself up for failure, my friends. You're setting yourself up for failure. So I don't know. Today I'm just out here. What is it? What's it going to be? A yes or a no? You decide. Every single one of us has the option to decide. Are you going to be a solution to the problem? Or are you going to add gasoline to the fire? But you don't understand. But they don't understand. Nobody understands anything if they don't start with seeking him first. I'm sorry. Nobody understands a thing. Zero. Why? Why? Because without him, guess who's in charge of our thoughts? Guess who's in charge of our emotions? Guess who's in charge of our reactions? Guess who's in charge of our actions? I'll tell you who it is. It's one or the other. You can't have both. You can't mix them. It's one or the other. And so today, he's reminding us, look, he's able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. Are we doing good work right now? Is this good? Is it? I don't know. I'm kind of speechless. Is it good work? But I need you to look at these books and I need you to understand where we come from. I understand where we come from. Guess what? I understand who you are. You are a child of God. You are to be placed in the highest place because you are made out of love, because you are the head and not the tail, because he has placed a purpose in your life. That is why you are here. I know who you are. Do you? Do you know who you are? Why are you not putting yourself there? The way you put yourself there, guess how? Seek him first. Seek him first. You want the blessings? You want all you need? Do you want to live a life and say you lived a satisfactory, a fulfilled, a purposeful life? Start there. Start there. Let's not deceived. And I know that the people here, I see the names of the people here watching. I know where your hearts are, and I know that you are looking for the same I am. But I also know, that there are other people that God will have watch this. And they need to hear this. Mary's saying, not at all. You take prayer out of school and cannot say God in the workplace. Yeah. The trending hashtag is attack and dethrone God. I mean, come on, people. To be a trending hashtag, that's not just one person. You have to have a whole lot of people saying the same thing. There are things happening behind the scenes. Don't be blinded to it. Don't be blinded to it. Start where you need to start. On your knees. On your knees, but to the right person. On your knees to the right person. To a God who can change it all. To a God who can transform hearts. To a God who can make a difference, who a God who can supply you with every single thing that you need right now, that you say you are lacking, that you say you are missing, that you say that other people need to supply for you. We start where we need to start. And from there, things change. From there, things change. We can't start in the wrong place. You have to start at A. You can't start at S and expect it to go well. You can't sing the whole song starting at S. You have to follow the process. He's giving us a process right here. He's giving us a process. And every time someone in the Bible has stepped out of the process, guess what? They've had bad results. There have been consequences. They have not lived the life that they wanted to live. And then the moments that they came back to the source, that they came back to truth, that they came back to understand that the one who can supply all their needs is all they need. Guess what? Things changed and they were back on track. It's never too late to go back. It's never too late to go back to the one who can handle it all, who can change it all, who can supply you with what you need. So today, I'm riled up. I'm riled up, and I'm not riled up for Black people. I'm not riled up for white people. I'm not riled up for Hispanics, for Asian people, for Polynesian people, for all the people. I'm not. I'm riled up because a God who can fix it all is being ignored. Is being ignored in this whole process. And we are letting the enemy come in, take over, and have a field day. And that's what riles me up. That's what pisses me off. If you want to know what pisses me off, that's what pisses me off. That we can be so easily deceived to think that starting there is going to create a solution. My friends, are we hot or are we cold? That's period. That's what it is. There's no other place to start. Are you hot or are you cold? When you said yes, yes, Lord, I want to follow you and serve you, did you mean it? Did you mean it? It's so easy. Mary's saying, God first always. I agree with you. Isn't it so easy to say and so hard to do? Yes, most people are dealing in emotions. Guess who plays there? Guess who has a, who is the master of just playing us like puppets when it comes to our emotions? Our emotions get us into trouble with our spouses. Oh, they did that on purpose. Oh, they ignored you. That is not him. We need to reconnect to Holy Spirit and have him kind of give us a little shake, my friends. Give us a little shake and say, hello, hello. Are you going to the right place? Fact checks. Go to the books. Go to the websites. Go to the latest stats. Are you fact checking in the right book, my friends? The right book. He is saying, I am for you and not against you. So why aren't you going to him? Why aren't you letting him supply all your needs? Why aren't you letting him fill the gaps that you say you have in your life? But they did, he did, she did. It's oh so simple. And like I said at the very beginning of this, we are masters of complicating. It's oh so simple. So today, the call to action for your business and for your life is to go back and fact check the truth. Because I don't know about you. You may be willing and ready to armor up right now against other people. That's not me. Right now, I am willing, more than willing, to go and armor up against the real enemy. Because my God needs soldiers who are going to stand in truth. Stand in truth. You're armoring up for the wrong person. All right. C. seek God first today, He will bless your life abundantly for your good and His glory. My friends, you have a God who loves you more than anything. You have someone who will stand for you above anything. You have one who will sacrifice everything, including His Son, for you, because you are that special. Let us not forget Him in this process. Let us not forget Him in this day and age on June 7th, 2020. Let us not forget where we can go to get what we need, what we truly need. Not what you think you need, because we think we can have it all. Yet in this day and age, in this world, we cannot. Because no one is ever right. There will always be someone who disagrees. But there is one who does not disagree with you, with who you are, with your amazingness, with your potential, with your God-given ability. That is where we need to start. We are completely ignoring this. Who talks about this? Nobody talks about this. Why? Because there's a hashtag saying attack and dethrone God. That is why. Those are the voices that speak out. Where are you, church? Where are you, believer? He is good. He is good. And we are going to stand on that. And I will any day march for that. I will any day armor up and lift up my sleeves for that. I am trusting that. And I hope that you will too. If you feel someone else needs to hear this, feel free to sprinkle it out to them. Feel free to share it. Because like I said, I don't think it's being heard enough. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, these are such trying times. Yet you stand before time. You whispered time into existence. You made us out of love. And you created us for more. More than this, more than what we're seeing. Lord, we are living in the yeah, but time. And you are calling us to come back to truth. To come back to the one who can supply all our needs. We want it all. And guess what? We have it all at our reach. Yet we are being distracted. Lord, help us to regain our focus. Help us to know where we need to spend most of our time. On our knees before you, so that we can have wisdom, so that we can know how to speak with others, so that we can know how to understand and love others, so that we can do all things coming from a place of a peace that only you supply, because it's the peace that surpasses all understanding. We can't even get it. We can't even wrap our minds around it. We can't. We can't understand your faithfulness and your goodness, and that you are working on our behalf, and that good things come to those who confide in you. Lord, we are here to say, please give us the refocus that we need. Help us to point our arrows in the right direction, towards the right enemy, the one who is enjoying this day more than anything. Father, we are not helpless. We can do something. We can change things. We can stand up for what is right. But we can't do it unless we are fighting the right enemy, and we cannot do it alone. What I see on my timeline every single day is our attempt to do it alone. Bring us back to you, Lord. That is what we need. You are the light of the world. Your Holy Spirit lives in us. Help us, Lord, to be the light. Help us, Lord, to see clearly and to help others to see clearly as well. We ask for your divine protection, divine wisdom, divine peace. Lift off that blanket of heaviness that the enemy is loving. He is stepping on our necks right now. That's the enemy. Let us stand in victory in you, Lord. In you. Help us wake up every single day saying, no one owes me anything. No one. Because I have what I need in him. And then you will supply the rest because we have started where we are supposed to start. Help us not be blinded by the distractions, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, guys. He said it. You guys know I don't prepare these things. I don't even look at these things. I don't read this ahead of time. That's his word. That's his word for us today. Are we standing for the right thing? We can. I love each and every one of you. Let me know where we can stand with you in prayer here in the comments. And let's start where we need to start. Thank you for hanging out with me this morning. Thank you for being faithful. And thank you for knowing that there is hope. Because there is. I love you all so much. I will see you tomorrow morning. God bless.